No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Following along, everybody. Eagles make a big trade, and I love it. All right, we're going to run through it all together. I got plenty of stuff to talk about with this trade, but the trade is Eagles acquire cornerback Jacorian Bennett from the Las Vegas Raiders in exchange for defensive tackle Thomas Booker. And we're going to get into all these different things. Jacorian Bennett is a 25-year-old cornerback. He's 5'11", 195, played his college ball at Maryland, and was drafted in 2023. And if you're looking for a fun fact about Jacorian Bennett, how about this? He was drafted one spot ahead of Kelee Ringo in the 2023 draft. One spot ahead of Kelee Ringo in the 2023 NFL draft. So how about that? All right. Did we just get our cornerback too? I'm not sure. We're going to run through everything together. All right. So settle in. Hit the like button. I got some instant thoughts on my mind when Howie makes this trade. I'm going to give them to you right now, and then we're going to look together at what Jacorian Bennett has done, because to be blunt with you guys, I didn't follow Jacorian Bennett's career up until this point. So we're going to do it a little bit together, but I did pull a little bit of a scouting report on him. I mentioned played his college ball at Maryland, 5'11", 195. He's 25 years old, but his birthday is August 23rd. So we're about 3 weeks away or 2 weeks away from August 23rd. He'll be 26 years old. Again, I mentioned drafted in 2023, which means what? 2 years left on that deal. Now you got Kelee Ringo and Jacorian Bennett both at the corner spot battling it out for the next 2 years. So under contract, very cheap, and really a good dart. We're going to run through what he did so far in his two-year career. Last year, he was having a good season, and it was cut short. He was put on injured reserve in November. So he had an okay rookie year, but, you know, you don't expect a whole lot from a rookie, you know, at a fourth-round pick in their first year. And, you know, look, Kelee Ringo was drafted the same time as this guy. This guy has played a lot more games than Ringo. This guy's done a lot more than Ringo. So this is a young player out of Maryland. He had one great year, in 22 at Maryland, led the nation with 27 pass breakups. So pretty good. He was drafted 104 overall. So, and then Kelee Ringo was 105 overall. So Jacorian Bennett was 104 overall, Kelee Ringo 105 overall. So right next to each other, they were drafted. And by the way, just before we get more into Jacorian Bennett, that's the guy coming in. I do want to say we gave up Thomas Booker. Now, some people are saying, boy, this shows you they're not confident in that cornerback two battle. There's another thing it shows us. All right. They just traded Thomas Booker away, and they are either very confident in Moro Ojomo. For those who missed it, me and Johnny Mack had a great debate tonight on Moro Ojomo. Or they're very confident in Ty Robinson, which I don't think it's that, because Ty hasn't shown much at camp yet. So they're confident in somebody in that defensive tackle room, and I'm going to put my money on it's Moro Ojomo, and it's probably even a little bit Jordan Davis. All right? So that also is what it shows you by sending out Thomas Booker. Goodbye, Thomas Booker. He's had a good camp to this point. Bombay brings up another name, Gabe Hall. Is Gabe Hall a guy that will now go and potentially have a chance to make the 53-man roster? You would think he would move up a slot. They're certainly not going to cut Ty Robinson, you know, the fourth-round draft pick. Now, they were never going to cut Ty with Thomas here or not, but you guys are right. Gabe Hall is going to be the guy coming into the fold, but I think this says a little bit more about the guys above versus who they feel like jumping in at that sixth defensive tackle spot in Gabe Hall, you know, or Thomas Booker. I think it shows you that they're confident in the guys above. Because if they weren't confident in them, you would want the depth. You give up Thomas Booker, allow Gabe Hall to come in there, you probably feel better about 2, 3, and 4 as opposed to, hey, I feel okay about him as a six. So that's how I see that part of it. But let's go into the cornerback side of it because I don't want to get bogged down by who we sent away. Thomas Booker is now gone. We'll talk about the ramifications of the defensive and the defensive tackle room all week long here on Jacob Sports. They bring in a cornerback. Let's talk about him. All right, Ja'Quarian Bennett. I think he's had some experience at the slot. He is known for elite speed. All right, 4.2, 4.3 speed in the 40-yard dash. And then last year I mentioned the shoulder or an injury. He had a shoulder injury. And he was having a very promising season. So we're going to dive into the numbers together. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know much about Ja'Quarian Bennett just yet. But the thing I like about it is 2 years playing experience inside and out and a very cheap contract now. You know, I don't know what this means for Adoree Jackson. I would say he's probably the biggest loser of this trade. Second would be Kelee Ringo would be the second biggest loser of this trade. But look, you're bringing a guy right now, and I don't know if this guy's going to be the starter. It's tough to project if he's going to be a starter, but what it is another young player in the room, 2 years under contract, and he's had some sort of experience in the league. So we will look at it. I'm going to pull up the PFF grades. We'll pull up the stats. We'll look at everything together here on Ja'Quarian Bennett. So Bennett comes in. Eagles send out Thomas Booker. His strengths are elite speed. He's got good ball skills, and he was great in college. Now, what does that mean? Who knows? And weaknesses and his concerns I have here, missed 2024 due to the shoulder injury. We talked about that. He had a missed tackling issue in the slot as per PFF, 15 missed tackles in 2000, just in his career in the slot. So that's a lot. That's a lot of missed tackles. Hey, we can clean that up. Nothing crazy. So cheap cost, great upside. I would say it's a low risk, high reward addition. Now, depending on what you think of Thomas Booker, you could probably argue this was a pretty damn good trade. I mean, how many people thought before tonight, just answer this question, how many people thought before tonight that you weren't confident in cornerback two? All right, you're adding a guy to that room. Now, does this mean that Ja'Quarian's going to start? I don't think so. Is he going to have a good chance to win the job? I would say definitely. All right, I would say definitely. Now, again, you know, Philly says this is a deaf move at best. Hey, Philly, that could be the case. That could be the case, and you trade depth at defensive tackle for more depth at corner. Maybe this says something about some of the back-end guys, but I don't think Vic Fangio likes Adoree Jackson based on his comments this weekend, last week. And I don't know if Kelee Ringo is showing them what they were hoping to see. I mean, think about it, guys. If you feel amazing, if you're watching Kelee Ringo and you're like, we're good, you know, you're probably not making this move right now. Now, I'm not going to do is sound the alarms on any one person and say, oh, you know, overreaction time. You added another body to corner. Does that probably tell you something about what they think about the corners? Absolutely. It also tells you what they think about the defensive tackle room by shipping away Thomas Booker. So interesting there. I like the youth of the player, and I like the speed of the player. I do not like the injury history or those concerns or those things, and we will see. You know, Texas T checks in. I really like Booker. I wish they could have sent someone else. I like Booker too, but Texas T, it kind of makes me optimistic on Moro Ojomo even more. If you don't know what you're getting from Moro, you better be relying on those depth guys to get you, you know, the addition to Moro to become what Milton was. You know, so I think it makes me feel better about Ojomo. I like Booker too, you know, but listen, Brian Pumper brings up another good point. He says it tells you more about the Mac McWilliams injury. It's actually true. It does. Maybe Mac McWilliams' quad injury is a big issue. They don't now feel like they don't have depth at that secondary or that nickel spot where he was kind of slotted to be the backup there. Good pull, actually, Pumper. That could be where we are missing this. You know, this could be depth at that spot. And again, there's other advantages to it, I would say, where you got the young player. He's played in and out. All right. 5'11", though, so he's pretty small. And we'll see what he can do. Let's pull up some of his stats together. All right. We'll pull up some of his stats together, and I'll look up what Jacorian Bennett has been so far in his career. We'll pull that up. Just give me 1 second and we'll pull it all up. It says, still says on ESPN, the Raiders cornerback. Sorry, ESPN, you're going to have to update that. He's now a Philadelphia Eagle. Welcome to Philly, Jacorian Bennett. Nothing like it. Welcome to the greatest place on earth. All right, let's go over here. So 2024, 15 solo tackles, 0 forced fumbles, 0 picks, 8 pass deflections. Not bad right there. 23, he played in 14 games in 2023. All right. 32 total tackles, 24 solo, 8 assists. Not that those mean all that much. 3 pass deflections, and I don't know what STF means. STF means stuff, so 1 stuff. I don't know what the heck that means for a corner. I guess stops him at the line of scrimmage. Vegas Raiders, 24, 10 games played before he got hurt. That's right, he got hurt in November last year. Went to the IR in November, didn't play again in the season. And he had 26 already total tackles, 11 assisted and 8 pass deflections. So he was a little bit of a ball hawk last year. 10 games played, 8 pass deflections. All right, that's pretty good. I would say that's pretty good in 10 games. Now, passes defended. Now, does that indicate whether the guy is great or not? Absolutely not, but we'll see what he can do. And I like the upside of adding another body. You get more depth at cornerback. You get younger, you get cheaper, and you put yourself in a position to have a battle. You know, I think competition breeds greatness. And, you know, Ringo, you bring in, you got a Dory on a one-year deal. Meanwhile, Vic Fangio is talking about him. Hey, he was a Howie signing. Brought in. Now you bring in a young guy, 2 years left on his deal, who's fighting for a second contract just like you. Like, if it is Ringo, he's at the very least, Keely Ringo right now is, all right, like, I better do it. So put a little pressure on Keely Ringo. Let's see how he develops, see how he shakes out. I'll take some comments from you guys right now as well. JD3 checking in with a super chat. All super chats go to the top. Thanks, everybody, for being here tonight. A little extra content today. How about it? Who was with us on Bird 365? What was that, an hour and 30 minutes ago? Or back what? You know, I haven't gotten up from the desk since the show ended. I was doing other work, and I'm like, oh, shit, how we made a trade. I got to get live on Jacob. So here we are talking to you guys about it. JD3 says, Howie definitely wanted an Isaiah Rogers-type cornerback. Having 3 quality outside corners helped us last year. Another good take, JD3. I could see that. This guy does have versatility inside and out. So, I think that's actually a good way to look at it. I don't think we really replaced Isaiah Rogers, if you think about it. I don't really think Adoree Jackson would be viewed as that, at least not in my eyes. So, I like that. Good take, JD3. He's very fast. I think he had a 4.2 or 4.3 40. So, he's a very fast corner. Very fast corner. Arthur says, they said I was a Ringo hater. Listen, Arthur, let's let it play out. But like I just said, at the very least, you get good competition, another young player, another guy fighting for a contract. And you know what I mean? Like, hey, survival of the fittest. Get in there and grind. There's clear competition for you, both of you. Jacorian, you just got traded from your team in 2 years. Are you going to get to your second contract? Keely Ringo, it's time for you. 3 years. You know, year 3, put up or shut up. I think it's great from that perspective. I love competition. I think competition inside the locker room makes game days easier, makes your football team better. So from that perspective, I love it. But you are right to wonder, what does this show about Keely Ringo, if anything? Is Brian Pumper right that the injury to Mac McWilliams is worth it or is worse than we're thinking, and you're going to bring him in, or, you know, you're bringing him in as nickel depth? Potentially. You know, Jakes brings up another good point. I was thinking the same. DeJean staying at safety. Is that where we're going here? You know, you need a starting nickel. So we'll see. A lot of different ways to go with this. All right. A lot of different ways. And the beauty of it is we got Vic Fangio. So it's like, you know, you heard, but you know, interesting part of this. I can't wait to talk to John about this. I'm not going to bother John at 10 o'clock at night. He's been grinding all day. All right. I can't wait to talk to John in the morning about this because you remember the comments that Vic Fangio made a week ago about Adoree Jackson. That was a Howie guy. You know, he's doing some good things, but it was, I wouldn't really call it a show of confidence in Adoree Jackson, what Vic said last week. Now, this trade, is this a Howie Roseman guy? Did Vic Fangio recommend this player? Does Vic Fangio know anything about this player? That's what kind of what I want to know. And I think if Vic requested this guy, it tells you a lot more. Now, I don't know if we're ever going to be able to find out that information, but that would point you in the right direction if we were able to find out that answer. All right. Pack checks in. What's up, Pack? This only saddens me about the Gardner Johnson trade. Say what you want, but I would have let Baum walk and still drafted Jihad. You can't let Baum walk, dude. That, I'm sorry, Jack. Listen, I'm not a fan of the Gardner Johnson trade, but letting your first team all-pro linebacker walk is never a good idea. Almost never. That would be like telling the 49ers they should have got rid of Fred Warner. You just don't say that shit. Zach Baum was very necessary, especially letting other guys. If you let Baum walk and you sign Jihad Campbell or you draft Jihad Campbell, your defense gets significantly worse at every single level. Sorry, bro. Bad take. Hate to say it to you. I didn't want to be a dick tonight, but sometimes you got to do it. He follows up and says, he's not a real linebacker. That was coaching, bro. Well, listen, he's got the coaching. The coaching is still here. Linebacker coach is still here. Defensive end coach is still here. Defensive coordinator is still here. I don't give a shit what it was, bro. I don't care if it was magic. If you get a chance to make that magic again, you need that player in Philly. So you can't let Baum walk. I just don't agree letting Baum walk. But I do agree about the Gardner Johnson trade. It makes me more pissed about it, too. Chris Colbert checking in. What's up, Chris? Thanks for being here, brother. Hit that like button, everybody. A little bit of nighttime extra content here on Jacob Sports. If you're not subscribed, subscribe to the channel. We cover the Eagles all day long, all year long, and we're ready for the season. All right, so hit that subscribe button, hit that like button, and drop your comments down below. I will get to all of them, and all of them are appreciated. Chris Colbert says, keep DeJean in the slot. I literally pronounced his name DeJean. Keep DeJean in the slot. He was too good there as a rookie to move him. He's not a safety. Have y'all not heard the song? Cooper DeJean is not a safety. I love that freaking song. I love that freaking song. All right. Ryan Bumper says, man, Vic don't know who Jacory and Bennett is. This is Howie all day. Holy moly, Brian Pumper. You might be right, my dude. You might be right about that. In fact, the thought of Vic studying up on Jacory and Bennett might be, now that I'm re-speaking that out loud, Pumper, that sounds insane. It's probably a Howie move. All right? A Howie move here. Riot Beats says, Bennett definitely will be CB2 in my eyes. I'm not ready to go definite. Pac, respect you too, brother. Appreciate that. Pac Six Manny. I kind of like that name. He's a weapon in the slot, made top 60 as a rookie. I agree, Chris. I don't want to really move Vic. I'd move Cooper to the outside if we needed him there. And then wait a second. Give me Cooper on the outside and give me Jacory and Bennett in the slot. Come on, man. Cooper DeJean can play everywhere. Don't even try and tell me he can't. Come on, baby. Listen, the one thing I like about this, I don't know if that'll happen or not. Whatever. We'll find out. But it does give you optionality. It does give you optionality in that secondary, which is a great thing. I do agree with Lil Tone, who says DeJean is staying at nickel. I agree. I think that's probably the most likely scenario. Tortingville says Jacory and Bennett is not a safety. That's pretty funny. Look at Texas boy. Don't you feel bad for Texas boy? Everybody, let's take a moment of silence because we don't really have a rival in the Cowboys anymore. They suck so bad. It's like we're not even competing against a football team. It's a soap opera. Moment of silence for Texas boys starts right now. Texas boy, I'm sorry you're a fan of the Cowboys. Come on over anytime you want. Thanks for being here on Jacob Sports. Philly 07 checks in. Xander, do you feel confident in Q Mitchell traveling with other wide receivers this season? I feel more confident about that than a lot of things, my friend. Quinyon Mitchell is that dude. All right. Not only in the way he approaches the game, but in what he's shown on film, in his mindset, his mentality, in what you hear AJ Brown speak about the player. Quinyon Mitchell is going to be a fucking stud. He's already a stud. He's a stud. He is a stud. And whatever Vic asked him to do, I bet you Quinyon will do at a very high level. I got zero, less than zero concern on Quinyon Mitchell. Zero. Smile and Be Happy says, why would an NFL team give up a quality cornerback right now? Smile, I don't know if you just started watching the NFL. There's a lot of teams in this league that make a lot of stupid decisions. The Philadelphia Eagles are not one of them. The better question would be...
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10-1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Is this another example of the Philadelphia Eagles zigging while others zag and getting the right guy at the right time? There's a better chance of that happening than your point of why would a team give up a quality cornerback right now? There's more dumb teams than smart teams. There's way more dumb teams. I think the Eagles might have got one here, and they might be on something. Let's see. No guarantee. All right, he could not pan out. It could be a bust. That's always a scenario. That's always a possibility. I mean, that's just welcome to the NFL. We're fans of football. How long have you been watching football? We all know this. Not every move hits. Hell, we signed Bryce Huff to an $18 million deal and went on to win a fucking Super Bowl. Come on, man. So, Manny, I didn't see this yet. So, he says they traded Books straight up for him. I don't know this yet. The only thing I've seen so far has been Booker for Ja'Cory. Now, let me jump on X real quick and see if I get any updates from one of the NFL guys. All right, let me look. So, McMullen tweeted, no update on any other compensation outside of Booker. So right now, there's no other update on compensation outside of Thomas Booker. But for those interested in McMullen's take, and we'll get more of it tomorrow, he says, Ja'Cory and Bennett will presumably enter the cornerback competition with Kelee Ringo, Adoree Jackson, and perhaps Eli Ricks. Eagles' Vic Fangio talked about Ringo versus Jackson today. It's close. I think both of them are having a good camp, but it's close and been happy with both of them, and we'll see. So that's what John thinks. You can clearly see he thinks he's entering the competition. All right. So he also tweets, Ja'Cory Bennett was a fourth-round pick of the Raiders out of Maryland in 23. We talked about that. Appeared in 24 games, 11 starts. Booker was having a solid summer, but Ty Robinson will have a spot, and Eagles like Gabe Hall. So for those who said Gabe Hall in the chat, well done. The fact that ex-Eagles execs Brandon Hunt and Anthony Patch are now in Vegas likely played into the deal. Another good pull. Remember, the Eagles had two front office guys that got poached this year to Vegas. Now, those communication windows are obviously open. Hey, we know you know us. We know you're not going to, I'm not trying to fuck you over. Hey, we like Thomas Booker. Who do you got for me? This guy's good. Those conversations happen. So we'll see. Kenny P checks in. Clips of Bennett. Kid looks like he has fire and a potential crash out. Love him already. Let's go. We need a crash out on this defense bad, folks. They got rid of C.J. Gardner-Johnson, and you need a little fire in the NFL. If Ja'Cory's got crash out potential, then I'm pumped. You need it. Leon checks in. What up, Leon? He says, Xander, I'm liking this trade, but to be honest, I don't see us keeping Ringo after this year. Let's see. Ringo, or Leon, way too early to say that yet. What if Ringo comes out, wins the job, and has a good year, man? I'm going to watch his highlights once I get off the air. Would have been nice to watch him before, but you got work to do. You got business. You got places to be. Dingbat John, look at that, brother. What's up, man? Appreciate you being here. Is that a Philly 500 nod, Dingbat? I know that's Philly 500's thing. Is that what? Is that why your name is that, Dingbat John? Appreciate you being here, brother. Love Philly 500. He says, week one prediction. We will lose week one on a fluke. Cowboys act like they won the Super Bowl. Then Eagles go back all the way back to the Super Bowl. Go Birds. Well, Dingbat, I don't hate it because, hey, look, the Super Bowl is a lot more important. But I'm going to go ahead and disagree. I don't think the Cowboys have a snowball's chance in hell at beating the Eagles in week one. It's the NFL, any given Sunday. That's always how it works. Week one's an advantage for the Cowboys because, you know, there's a lot more unknown at that point. So, like, week eight or whatever, I forget when else we play the Cowboys. But, like, they're going to know they suck by that point. And they're going to know we're really good. A lot different of a scenario there. All right? A lot different of a scenario. So, I actually think that's an advantage for the Cowboys that they got us early. All right? Siglord says, didn't J-Mac just say nobody would be trading a cornerback this late in the offseason? Well, he probably meant somebody that was, I don't know, maybe – you know, Siglor, there is going to be the, you know, for anybody objective that you talk to, they're going to say, well, why did he get traded? Like, smile and be happy. Why did he get traded? Again, the odds right now are in our favor. We've made more good trades at this time of the year than others have made good decisions. There's more, a lot more bad decisions across the league as compared to the Eagles, who make a lot more good decisions than most of the league. And the Raiders are not typically a franchise that's really been operating at an extremely high level recently. I think everybody can agree to that. Ryan Beat says, Ringo's too handsy. He will commit too many penalties. Well, listen, we'll see what ends up happening. Chip Tooth says, tell me Mozzie Smith stats, who you drafted in the first round. I think he's battling with the Cowboy fan. Classic. Mozzie Smith stinks. Valencia says, I'm not giving up on Ringo just yet. Preseason is coming. We'll see him in action. I agree, Valencia. I'm not giving up on him yet. I'm not giving up on him yet. All right. Mike is still not signed. Classic. No, he's not. Dingbat, thanks for becoming a member, my man. I appreciate that very much. We do giveaways all year, so if you're new to the channel, I'm not sure. Appreciate it, bro. We're going to be doing tons of Eagles giveaways, jersey giveaways, and we only do it to our members. So if you're a paying member, I think we have like 300 of you, 320 now, so you might be 321. I got to look. But thank you so much, bro. That's really dope, and I appreciate that very much. Again, I'm not sure if you're new to the channel or if you've been watching, and I've just now seen your name for the first time. Thank you very much for being here. All right. So great stuff all around. Let's go back. I'm gonna pull up Ja'Cory Bennett's PFF grades. All right. I know not all of you care about PFF, but all right. Let's just take a look. All right. This is 2024 regular and post. He only played in the regular, so that's all that matters. His coverage grades weren't bad. 61, not bad at all. Not bad at all. A big jump from 2023 where his coverage grade was a 41. I think you guys can see this, right? Or should I make? Let me make it a little bigger. All right, let me make it a little bigger. Coverage grade was a 41. You can see that. Oh, shit, I got to drop this bar. Sorry, guys. All right, 41 down here. 41 down here, and then he comes to a 61. So definitely improved. Tackling is an issue. 44 and then 30. I mean, this guy stinks at tackling. So Vic's going to have to work on that. Run defense, not great, but I don't know what you would expect from a 5'11", 195 corner. He does have 4.3 speed. You can see that, and he is – okay, so he's turning 25. My bad. I said he was turning 26. He's turning 25. He's 20. He's born in 2000, so the birthday coming up in 2 weeks, he'll turn 25 years old. Pretty awesome. Drafted 23, fourth round, number 105 selected. All right? So there you go. There you go. That's his grades right now. Good defense grades last year, 58.6. Not great, but – not brutal. I mean, it's not brutal. I'd like to see where he ranked out. Johnny Mack knows how to use this thing a lot better than I do. But, yeah, there's a look at the chart of his grades. All right, so good week one. And then over here, you know, not great in obviously his rookie year. So if you look at 23, yeah, he didn't do great. Look, early in 23, rookie year, didn't do great. Got a little better. Got a little better at the end of the year here. All right, got a little better at the end of the year here. So I'll take it. I mean, look, listen, we didn't just draft a surefire thing. We didn't. That's not – or a trade for – excuse me, not draft, sorry. We didn't just trade for a surefire prospect. We traded for a cost-effective guy with potential upside who has versatility inside and out and who gives you another body in that room where you have questions. You get rid of Thomas Booker. All right, now let's talk about Thomas Booker. Who was upset about getting rid of Thomas Booker? I think Thomas Booker had a lot of promise. I liked what Thomas Booker brought to the team. Are we good? Are we good with that? Or do you think that was too much? I mean, look, Thomas Booker was the sixth defensive tackle this year. That's just the facts. Like Josh Babe, I like Booker too, but like the reality is this: he was the sixth defensive tackle, right? Josh Babe, you agree? Carter, Davis, Ajoma, Ty Robinson. Who am I leaving out? I'm leaving out somebody obvious. Did I say Jordan Davis? Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, Moro Ajomo, Ty Robinson. I'm leaving somebody out. I'm blanking on it. Too much work today. All good. I love it. Who am I leaving out here? Any chance this kid could play safety? I'm not really sure. Gabe Hall. No, so he was the fifth. So he was probably the fifth. And Byron Young. I knew Byron Young, but I had Byron Young kind of off the back of the roster. So fifth. He was the fifth defensive tackle, not sixth. The other bust we got from the Raiders. Exactly. Booker wasn't getting any playing time. I mean, he just wasn't, you know, he wasn't. I like him too. But I think in theory, people liked him because he was like a cool dude and stuff. You know, he was a polished dude. Maybe people liked him more for that than football. Eagles will probably keep four defensive tackles, so I think Hall will make the team. Well, I think they'll keep more than four defensive tackles, Tortyville. You got Jalen, Jordan, Moro Ajomo, Ty Robinson. They're not cutting Ty Robinson. 0% chance. He's a fourth-round draft pick. No way. Now you got Gabe Hall at five. I guess maybe you could be keeping four. I think five though, Tortyville, right? I would think five. Byron Young, I think he's one behind Gabe Hall. I think he's one behind Gabe Hall. So we'll see. But that's the breaking news, everybody. The Eagles make a trade, a little late night Monday trade. The Eagles acquire Ja'Quarion Bennett, cornerback from Las Vegas Raiders. He's a 2023 draft pick going into his third year of a four-year deal, rookie contract, cost effective. You have him under contract for another year, and you get rid of Thomas Booker. So you add depth to the cornerback spot. You give up a little bit of depth at the defensive tackle spot. And we will see how this trade tracks. All right. Obviously, we have Vic Fangio, so there should be a lot of confidence in him to get the most out of these players and to get rid of the right guys and keep the right guys. So we will see. Gabe Santos checks in. Sills is going to have a field day with this guy. Cilio is already tweeting Keely Ringo sucks. Listen, we don't know until Keely Ringo proves us wrong. Sills is right until Ringo proves us wrong. Trading for a cornerback on August 4th is not the best sign that Ringo has earned the job and won the job and he's showing everything you want in practice. It's just the reality. It's just the reality. Young and his spotting team, he's above Hall, no questions there. All right, Hummler, we'll see, brother. You might be right. I mean, look, I don't – Hummler, if you want to be right about the fifth defensive tackle more than me, you're good, brother. Sig Lord says, so what this trade suggests is that we should have just kept Isaiah Rodgers. Probably. Andrew Duddy says they don't trust the other. I agree, Andrew. I mean, that's what I think it is. They don't trust the collection of corners right now. 4-2 speed. Yeah, man, he's fast. Stan says, good move by Howie. Shrewd and timely. Q is great. We'll be better. We'll see, man. We'll see how it all works out. Bro is solid. I think he's solid, but look, he's not a guaranteed starter, Parker. Not yet, man. Papa Eagle fan says, what's going on, Xander? What's up, bro? Appreciate you being here, man. Thank you so much for being here and for shouting me out. Thanks for being here. Hit that like button, brother. Appreciate it. Now trade Ricks for a safety. Maybe. I don't know if they would trade him for a safety, but maybe Ricks is on the block. Or somebody. Maybe a Dory Jackson's on the block. Kenzo says, all the money we're playing these stiffs could have went to Rod. Hey, Kenzo, me and you don't see eye to eye often, but holy shit, you're right. They got about three stiffs that are making up $7 million. Why the fuck do you want three stiffs that equal seven? You could have just paid Isaiah. Oh, man. Oh, man, Kenzo. You're probably right about that, my dude. You're probably right, my dude. Isaiah, 2 years, 15 mil. CJ could have been kept, too. They are taking risk on young guys. Forrest, look, it's either going to work out or it ain't, brother. It's either going to work out or it's not. It's clear that's what they're doing. I hated the Gardner-Johnson trade. My worry with the Gardner-Johnson trade was always that did they put ego first and they can't handle the personality of the player, or was it football-related? I don't think it was football-related. And if you made your football team worse because you couldn't handle somebody's big personality, that's where I think you made a bad move. They've already proven they could win with them. They did. So, I don't know. We'll see. All right, everybody. Thanks for being here tonight. Appreciate you all. A little extra work tonight. As always, happy to do it. It's a long day. We were live 8 a.m. this morning. Here we are, 10 o'clock at night, still live. All right. So, a lot of good content today on Jacob Sports. Appreciate you guys for checking in. You make it all possible. Believe me, I wouldn't be here if I didn't have a great community of people that were looking for the content. So, thanks for being such great fans of the Eagles. Thanks for being loyal subscribers to Jacob Sports. And as always, go Birds. I think this is a good trade. Right now, I'm optimistic about the trade. I don't see anything that would make me not optimistic about the trade. I know that we like Booker, but hey, fifth defensive tackle. All right, like it's all good. Like, I don't think we didn't trade Morrow with Jomo, you know? So let's see. Let's see. Fly goes fly. Thank you. You know, I love you and I appreciate you. Dingbat John, thanks for becoming a member tonight. Crowley, you know, I love you, brother. Thanks for being here. Forrest, thank you, brother. Bubba, thanks for being here. Siglord, JB3, Master Eagle, Leon. Leon wants 15 more minutes. Should I give the people 15 more minutes? I'm already gassed up. I already got the energy. I mean, you know it. Leon wants 15 more. Later, Big Z. Josh B., I'm probably going to get out of here, but I might. Leon, if you deliver. Leon, you got one chance. Ready? Ready, Leon? You got. Leon, here's a test for you, and you got 60 seconds to answer. If you drop a banger topic in the chat right now, let's test your sports content skills. I will stay for 15 minutes. If not, I am done and dusted. If your content blows, we're out of here. I did what I needed to do. I actually need to end it so this video can go into the ether so YouTube can start pushing it to the people who aren't ready for the live. Z is Mr. Overtime. Forrest, I love working. I told you guys. Where are you going, Xander? You don't have anywhere to go. Well, there's always places to be. There's always things to do. There's always things to accomplish. I told you I'm working on my other channel. Who likes car content? I've been working on my other channel, and the video I posted, humming, baby. 1.3K already. All right, so massive. That channel's growing like a weed. Thank you, guys. This sucks. My wife is a friend of Booker. Well, listen, Joe, I love you, but I don't really care about your wife's friendship. I care about the Eagles being a good football team. All right? So, Joe, I'm sorry this affected you personally. I hope they got better. That's all I'll say. Big Z don't like overtime. Bruce, I love overtime, Bruce. I love it. Z has glassier eyes than a mirror. Really? Come on, man. Them eyes look good, Savard. Where's Leon? Did he give me anything? Schwarber, how about it? How about Kyle Schwarber? Holy shit, Siglord. Did Leon give me anything good? Beck, give me 1 minute. I told you 60 seconds, 60 seconds ago. Leon, what is this? You can't go to ChatGPT and pull a topic. Leon, I wanted your knowledge, not the AIs. James, is a good cap move by Howie. 2 years on this cornerback contract, $1 million each year. It's a great cap move, no doubt. Ware is better than us. You're right, brother. I'm getting a headache. A lot of content today. I did a video on the other channel. I was live this morning. We've done a lot of content today. It's all good. I love doing content. All right. Jacob after hours, like BET uncut. That's funny. Bennett is a huge upgrade if he stays healthy. Got to stay healthy. Big K. Hot take. Vic would have won a Super Bowl if he was in the 04 Super Bowl. Well, I agree with that. But that's not a 15-minute topic, Leon. What are you, nuts? Leon, I love you, but I'm leaving because the Eagles make a trade coming off a Super Bowl season, going into a much-anticipated season with many expectations. And the best fucking thing you could come up with was that Vic would have won the Super Bowl in 04. You wanted to bring me back 21 years. Leon, we're in the glory days. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me, Leon? That was worse than I thought, dude. Dude, that was worse than I thought. Dingbat, I just shared the channel. ZK's Garage is the name of the channel. ZK's Garage. ZK apostrophe S Garage. Check it out. Check it out, brother. Appreciate that, man. Hit that subscribe button over there. All right. Love all you guys. Thanks for being here. A great show tonight. And I'll catch you in the morning. We'll be live at 8 a.m. So I'll catch you at 8 a.m. What is that? 10 hours from now. All right. So we'll be live 9 hours and 42 minutes from now. All right. So I'll see you then. Thanks for watching. See you next time, everybody.
EAGLES. Eagles.